Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cold Hard Truth Podcast. I'm Anish Gupta.
I'm Jack Smith.
I'm Shrikar Rajendran.
So today, guys, we are back again with record predictions. This time, we're going to be doing the AFC East. And again, we do this off a website called playoffpredictors.com, so we'll leave that in the description if you guys want to do your own bracket. Thank you guys again for 200 subs previously mentioned. We had a goal, and you guys really smashed that, so...
Thank you so much for that again. Man. We're focused on the next goal now, man.
You're right. Let's go for it.
And then keep an eye out for giveaways on our Instagram.
Oh, for sure. Yep, we just did one recently. So if the winners are watching this, we will shout you guys out at the end of the video. So thank you guys for entering. And to the winners, congrats. The league will be starting soon, so we'll post updates here. But let's get right into it. I believe the first team is going to be Buffalo that we are going to be talking about. And I'll go first, I guess. And as... kind of, I'm a huge Josh Allen fan. I think people, at least my friends around me, know that. And I think this team has a lot of potential. And obviously, off a 10-6 season, I have them doing one win better. I have them going 11-5. Just a couple key points to mention. I think they go 5-1 in the division. And I think the Chiefs' only loss, like throughout most of the weeks, is to the Bills. I actually have them upsetting the Chiefs. That is my key. Game. I think I have them upsetting the Chiefs. I think they'll lose to some teams like the Niners, obviously like the Pats maybe at home. I think that's their only divisional loss. I see the Broncos. But yeah, I think that Chiefs game is going to be huge, and I'll let you guys get into it.
Yeah, I think. You go.
All right, cool. I had the Buffalo Bills going 10-6, same record as last year. Not a knock on them at all. I think they got a top three defense in the NFL. Josh Allen, I think he really builds on, you know, what he had to work on last year. And he's going to especially be keyed on in that playoff game. You know, we saw it like, I think he's very frustrated from that game, and he definitely wants to be back there. And I think he is back there. I have him making the playoffs 5-1 in the division, just like Anish. And I could see them upsetting the Chiefs. I could see them upsetting the Niners, to be honest.
They could beat anyone, to be honest.
And Sean McDermott, you know, arguably the most underrated coach in the NFL. I'd say he is. This team has so much potential, and I can't wait to see what they do this year.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are a team that just seemingly recently always find a way to make things work, and they always work with what they've got. I've got them going 12-4 this year, obviously a division rival of the New York Jets. But I said in a previous episode that while the Ravens and Chiefs are the obvious first tier, the Bills are that kind of 1A tier, and then everyone else comes after them. I think they're kind of in their own.
Above the Titans? I have them similar.
I love the Titans, but I believe that the Titans are the top of tier two. Bills are kind of 1A area.
So you got them clear cut three, right, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I've got them going.
They have the third best odds to win the AFC, right behind Kansas City and Baltimore, too.
Yeah, and I think that's warranted. I've got them going 12-4, also 5-1 in the division.
A quick note before we kind of move a little bit, guys. Quick question actually for you guys. Do you think Josh Allen can take this team to the AFC Championship?
Yes. I'm not a big Josh Allen fan, but I feel like they've got the whole collective system there to make it work, and I think they can get to the AFC Championship game. It might not be because of Josh Allen completely, but I feel like they can get there.
I agree with that. Singletary, Moss, you add Stephon Diggs. As I said, a motivated Josh Allen coming into this year, I think he can lead this team to the AFC Championship. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Yeah, one thing to add on that too, he has the intangibles. I think, yeah, he's not the best statistical quarterback, especially down the field, but I think he gets better with that, especially with Diggs as a deep threat. And I think he really takes a year three progression. And again, he has the intangibles. I saw it against the Texans, making all kind of plays. You saw that lateral. He tried it. Yep. I know it wasn't smart, but it worked out. So again, watch out for Josh Allen this year.
Mm-hmm. What's our next team? Miami?
Let's do Miami. Yep.
Anish, how about you start Miami? We know how much you love them.
Oh, another team in the AFC least that I love. Yes, Miami Dolphins. Jack and I have gone back and forth with this team. I'm telling you, I'm not even kidding, hours with the Miami Dolphins. We have talked about them so much in the last couple months. And for me, I have this definition, good 5-11, a bad 5-11, good 7-9, bad 7-9. And I think the Miami Dolphins had the best type of bad record you could have had. I mean, they go 0-7 with the worst talent, like worst roster I think I've ever seen. And I've only been watching football for what, like 10 years now. So, I mean, at least in the time I've watched it, that is the worst put together roster I think I've seen in a while. And Brian Flores, right, after that 0-7 start, they actually started, they picked it up and they go 5-4 down the stretch. And, you know, I mean, aside from the loss to the Browns, I think that was the only bad loss they really had, but they upset teams like the Colts, beat the Eagles by 17. I mean, there were, and the Pats game, I'm sorry, that just gave me so much hope going into next year, because you have Ryan Fitzpatrick have lead a game-winning drive. Devontae Parker torched Stephon Gilmore. That was the only bad game he had all year, and Devontae Parker goes crazy on him, so I like him going into next year. And again, they just went so great in free agency. I know I'm going on a tangent here, but I mean, Eric Flowers, I know he's not the best, but it's an upgrade, right? Byron Jones, maybe a bit overrated, but it's an upgrade. They upgraded on a lot of positions. I know Xavier Howard is also coming back. They've got a lot of pieces, and I'm not saying this team is going to, you know, go crazy or anything, but I'm telling you, this is my sleeper team. I think they're going to surprise some people, and I've got them going 8-8. That's what I have.
I had them going 5-11, so I'm a little less optimistic, but here's my thing, and this is what I'm focused on. What are we going to see from Tua this year? And I know it's a big question kind of circulating around the league, because, you know, he might get thrown in second half of the year. And if you see progress from Tua, 5-11 is not bad in my eyes, because now you've got your franchise quarterback.
So when would you start him, though? Quick question on that. Sorry.
It really depends, you know, because obviously, like, the injury, and you got to look out for other stuff. But
I think Fitzmagic gets it done. That's my thing. I think he's good enough for at least – I think they should redshirt him for a year, keep Fitzpatrick in, because he's been good. I mean –
He's good. Do you think they will say they go 8-8 in your predictions? All of those wins are Fitzpatrick?
I wouldn't put all of them on Fitzpatrick, but again, he showed me a lot last year. I think he showed a decent amount. Like, okay, but you're right. He is the least likely quarterback to start a full year because of he's known for being inconsistent. But I think if he can do it, if he gets some good wins, like I have him upsetting some teams. And I think if he can continue on the path that I see, I mean, why not keep him for another year and redshirt Tua, let him fully get healthy, right? And then you get your quarterback coming in with this team that all developed. You have Jordan Howard and stuff like that. Right, players who are coming out from different teams. If you develop them, and Tua's got this loaded roster near him, man, it's good to be in Miami.
I still think this team is one or two years away. But Jack, we haven't heard from you yet, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think it's going to surprise Anish that I've got the Dolphins doing better than Sreekar does. I hate the Dolphins. I'm not a big believer in Tua. I've kind of been that throughout the entire draft process.
Yes, you have.
I'm going 6-10. And so, you know, I'll take that as a win. You cannot be mad at me for that, because I'm better than Sreekar on that one.
No, I won't be mad at you. I thought you had him going like 3-13. And I would have snapped at you, but okay. I can take a 6-10.
I think 6-10 is possibly higher. Do I see 6-10 or 7-9 is kind of like their ceiling? But I think they've got a ton of potential these next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
New England?
Yes, sir. Let's go to New England.
So it did come out that Cam was the week one starter, which is something we didn't expect, really.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll go on and say this first. I was under the impression, and I actually suggested that Cam wait a little bit, get more comfortable with the system. But, I mean, he's looked good in camp, guys. I mean, have you guys seen the highlights from a Bleach Report? They've been posting it a lot. He's looked really good. He's shown a lot of passion. He was named a captain. So I think for, you know, all our football fans out there and guys who played football, that is a big deal, especially coming in your first year there and you're named offensive captain. That's huge. Yeah. And I think Belichick is actually giving him a lot of the keys to the system. And I'm really fond of that. So I'll let Sreekar start off, maybe give his record
what he thinks. This is where I'm going to openly admit that I'm like 80% sure that I'm wrong. I have the Pats going 6-10, and that may seem like a pretty disrespectful record to give the Pats, you know, especially considering Belichick's track record. But you got the toughest schedule in the NFL. You got Cam Newton. We've never seen him in this system. You know, he's healthy, but it's still uncertain, you know. So 6-10, I really wish I could give him more games because I think this team could be 8-8, maybe 9-7, challenge the Bills for the AFC East crown. But unfortunately, 6-10. Really sorry, Pats fans, but that's a double-digit loss campaign.
It's weird. I feel like that I'm kind of warming up to this Cam Newton idea in New England. I feel like the stuff I've been seeing, I'm impressed by what Cam Newton's been doing. And captain, I think, just to kind of go back onto that point, it's not just based off what you look like on the football field, especially for Belichick. I'm sure he takes lots of other things into account.
It's a great point.
And the stuff that we've been hearing about the work that Cam Newton is putting in, both on film, studying the playbook, on the field, in the gym, I've seen a lot of great things that people are raving about Cam Newton's work ethic right now. And I'm still not a complete believer in his injury. I think maybe he's not completely healthy, but it's something we'll see on the field. I've got the Patriots going 7-9. But if I'm wrong about Cam Newton, this team's a 9-7, 10-6, 8-18.
Exactly.
So I think, I mean, guys, take notes. I don't think I'm ever going to get Jack to praise Cam Newton, Josh Allen, and the Dolphins in the same video. So
this is great. Didn't harp on them as much.
This is great for me right now. But for the Patriots, again, I think Shrieger and Jack touched on it a lot. Cam Newton, I've loved what I've seen. And I think Devin McCourty even put it best, where he's always the first one there and the last one out. And every time you hear that, you talk about these star players, that's always what people think say. They're always the first one there, the last one out. So I'm seeing this tangent here with Cam Newton. I'm like, okay, this is a good start for New England. And I know they have a lot of opt-outs. I know they're going through a lot, but again, if there's one guy I don't bet against, is Bill Belichick. So I got the Patriots going 8-8. I think they fight for a playoff spot. I'm not going to give away who makes it and who doesn't right now, but again, it's borderline for me. Talking to some Patriots fans, they're also really skeptical with all the opt-outs. And with the Patriots, it's again, 2020 has just been a year of everything weird. So if the Patriots do really bad, hey, we can just blame it on 2020 because it's full of surprises. I mean, we've seen all types of things go on this year. So, but I do think they do well at home. I got them going 4-2 in the division. I think they upset some teams. Again, I think they upset the Broncos at home. I mean, I don't even know if you'd call that an upset, but I think they upset the Bills at home, right? Just those type of games, I think the Patriots are always going to be in. And Gillette, I know there's no fans, but it's always a tough place to play. So I got 8-8. It could be worse. It could be better, but I'm going to keep it there just because I believe in Bill Belichick.
Our final team, the New York Jets, Jack.
Yeah, well,
Jack, please start us off. I want to go last on this
one. Well, I know you want to go last, and you know we don't even have to talk about your prediction, but I've got the Jets just like Miami. I think they have the exact same season, 6-10. I think both the Jets and Miami go 3-3 in the division. I've got the Jets splitting one with each team. Originally, I think I had them 8-8 after the Jamal Adams and CJ Mosley trade, CJ Mosley opted out. I bumped them down to 6-10. I think that they don't beat the Browns anymore. And I forget which other game I changed, but I still got them splitting once with each team in the division. And I think that we've talked about this before. I think that this team could do worse. I mean, this team could be 4-12, 3-13 level. But I feel like that kind of 6-10, 5-11 area is where the Jets will be for this year. And there's a couple winnable games. I see that maybe the Rams, possibly still the Browns. And then kind of at the beginning of the season, you've got Cardinals, you've got Chargers, Colts, Broncos. I feel like they can maybe swing a couple of those games, go 7-9, 8-8, but I'm going to go 6-10. And that's the prediction I've stuck with for, I think, about a month now.
So I had the Jets doing pretty darn bad. I had them going 4-12, man. I mean, of course that defense without Jamal Adams is just, it's just way worse. And then, of course, CJ Mosley. You can tell me all you want. Oh, we didn't play with CJ Mosley last year. You got to say the defense
that's regressed. How he sounds, too.
Guys. They did regress, but they're like, they did.
You cannot tell me that loss isn't as big as it's a big loss. I know
it's Avery a big loss, but you get Ashton Davis and Bradley McDougal now to kind of replace what he did at safety. They're not all one player, but they can take up some of the load.
Jamal played all over the field. The best safety in the league is going to be replaced.
Jamal played
by Tua.
All over the field. It wasn't even just that safety. He could line up at linebacker. They even line up at defensive end.
I think it's funny that like now you guys are the one arguing that against me, telling me he played all over the field and how much he did. But I'm just saying they did regress, but they have serviceable safety still. I think Marcus May is going to step in.
Oh, not serviceable. Martin. I think they've got above average.
Ashton Davis is – watch out for that rookie. I think he's going to do great this year. And then Quinnen Williams in his second year improving. I think that Greg Williams –
let's hope he can actually get playing time, Jack. Let's just hope on that first.
Greg Williams makes it work, is what I'm saying.
I'm not going to talk about Darnold because I know Anish
– Oh, say that.
Keep the 7 a little bit under
– But 4-12, that's my record, Anish. Go ahead with the Darnold slander, man.
Ah, yes. Okay. So I think for the AFC least, I'm fond of all the Bills, the Patriots, and the Dolphins. I'm fond of all three. It's the Jets I don't like, and it's mainly because of the guy on my right side. I think on the Zoom thing, it'll look like that. Jack is a Jets fan. He's been raving about Darnold for so long, and it just makes me so mad. So I'm going to go a little bit on Skip Bayless here because this is what he does with NBA picks too. So this is going to – keep in mind this is a bit biased. Actually, a lot biased. 2-14. That is my Jets prediction. I got them doing pretty damn bad. I don't know. I don't know if they pick up Darnold's 50 or Jack with my record prediction. So I only got them beating the Cardinals and the Raiders. No, he's gone if they're doing 2-14. And I told this to Jack too. Final game, Patriots, overtime, Darnold drives down the field and throws a pick six to end the year. That will make me very happy if he can do that.
Yeah, just punch in the air, bro.
So yeah, 2-14 is my very biased pick. And you know what? My unbiased pick, Jack, is 9-7. Because, you know, like you've been telling me, if Darnold has 4 wins his rookie year, 7 his second year, he should progress and get 9. But obviously, I don't think that's going to happen as pertained to my biased pick. So, yeah, I got the Jets going 2-14. Obviously, they got some winnable games. And Jack and I had initially a $100 bet on the Jets-Browns game. We've bumped it down to 20, but it's still going. So, hopefully, we can pull that one out. But, yeah, I got
this. They have a bet on a game that I'm not even predicting they win.
Yep. But yeah, again, Darnold, please. I mean, you got to do something, man, because if you don't, look, it's your job to lose. I think this, if this happens in real life, 2-14 and that pick six to the Pats, his job might not be as secure as you would like, Jack.
I like how I get called out for being a Niners hater, and then Anish gets laughed about for being a Jets hater. I threw bias out the window for my Browns prediction. You'll see that in the AFC North episode. Yeah,
that's true.
Hey, threw bias.
Hey, 2-5. I gave you 9-7, bro. I mean, come on, they're gonna make the playoffs with that.
Unbiased 9-7.
Okay, but I think we've had a little bit too much fun here, guys. Let's kind of wrap this up. Obviously, we all have different predictions here. I think we all have the Bills winning, but this division is really hard to predict. I'm just gonna let you guys know that. I think the Patriots, Dolphins, Jets, and Bills really could go either way. But to kind of wrap this up again, thank you guys for hitting that 200 subscriber goal. And again, like Shrikar said, 300 is on the way. Please help us get there. Again, you can check out all our links down below, our socials, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please go check those out. And there will be more giveaways down below. I guarantee that with the season coming up, we've got a lot planned for you guys. So please stay tuned. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, go to playoffpredictors.com and give the Jets more than 2 wins.
No, please don't. Don't do that.
All right, see you guys.